Audience members from across Northwestern and Evanston were lured into Graphonic's Temptation Dance Show this past weekend, a desirous performance hosted by two of Northwestern's premier dance groups on campus, Graffiti Dancers and Tonic Tap. The two performed in their 7th annual Graphonic's Dance Show, marking the first in-person show of the year for both groups. The performance utilized music from all genres, ranging from hip-hop musicians Mustard and Migos, to the more romantic beat of Sam Smith. I'm young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block up and use turn my back on religion. Tonic Tap Group focuses on a wide range of music, according to Hannah Gonzalez, one of Tonic Tap's artistic directors.
Everywhere from like tessellated and like these crazy hip hop beats to like Joni Mitchell, I think, was pitched a couple of years ago. We've had Beach Boys songs. Melt was in this show. I'm thinking of just all the other like, it's a very, very wide range. And I think with the more new members that we keep bringing and the more different backgrounds, like dance backgrounds all of these people have, the more diversified it becomes.
Graffiti Dancers also fit in well with Tonic in that they have a somewhat broad range of music as well in their lineups. According to Tonic Tap member and Graffiti Dancers artistic director, Shira Kirsch.
I would say it's also a range, but maybe less, a more narrow range than Tonic. We have mostly different types of styles of contemporary and jazz and also like heels, I guess, like some fun pieces, musical theater pieces. But it ranges anywhere from like slow, like sad boy songs to like throwback jazzy songs. Like we had Love Shack.
This weekend's performances were a long time coming for audience members who hadn't seen either group perform in person since the start of the pandemic. According to Graffiti artistic director Maddie Banish, dancers from both Graffiti and Tonic Tap were excited to express themselves on stage again.
Temptation was a really exciting show because as artistic director, but also as a junior, I had only ever done one show with Graffiti, given how COVID kind of changed the trajectory of all of our college experiences. So I think there was a lot of excitement, a lot of nerves, and just a lot of, like there was so much bottled up creativity that people were finally able to set on their dancers. So I think, I wouldn't say expectations were really high, but I think it was just such an awesome place for people to finally come back and get to set the choreography they'd been thinking about during lockdown and during the at-home period.
And the creativity that Banish alludes to is mostly channeled into more sensual pieces, such as Need to Know by Doja Cat. And All My Girls Like to Fight by Hope Tala. Both Graffiti Dancers and Tonic Tap have auditions at the beginning of fall quarter. According to Gonzalez, this is also when planning for Graphonic begins. Choreographers pitch songs and choreography associated with it, and members of the two groups vote on what pieces they would like and which ones they would like to be in. After that, Gonzalez said, practices begin.
We start with small group rehearsals for about an hour each week, as well as our company rehearsals on Sundays. And so pretty much from, I think we got started around week three. So from week three on through about reading week of fall quarter, each group was meeting about once a week. And we were meeting on for company every Sunday. And then over wellness, the wellness period when we returned after we moved our show, I don't think anybody in Tonic actually held any Zoom rehearsals. We kind of were just posting breakdown videos and making sure that all the members were up to speed. And then pieces got finished up in the last couple of weeks before the show. And then this last week was our tech week process. So definitely since the early weeks of fall quarter, for sure.
And luckily, this process is awarded by funds collected from audience members, who each paid $5 for admission if students, and $10 if members of the general public, to see the show. Those numbers added up to account for various costs associated with Tech Week, whether that be lighting or stage management, according to Kirsch.
Yeah, we set it up so that each group was paying for different things. So graffiti paid for our lighting designer, Tonic paid for our videographer, and then we have other expenses throughout the Tech Week, like buying snacks and stuff. So I'm actually, I collected all the funds, and then we're going to split it evenly, after deducting all of those costs that we put in.
Temptation was composed of four performances, two at 7:30 and two at 10 on Friday and Saturday nights at the ballroom in the Wirtz Center for Performing Arts. And the audience members, they felt pretty enthusiastic about the performances themselves.
And I think I really like, it's a small space, but doing it in the ballroom, I think it's exciting that an audience who probably didn't come knowing everyone can kind of feed off each other's energy.
Now that Temptation is done, Graffiti and Tonic Tap are looking forward to their next venture. For Gonzalez, the end of this nearly 5-month-long journey has resulted in a whirlwind of emotions.
I just can't believe that we pulled this off, and I'm feeling pretty tired, but I'm feeling good and ready to start preparations for the next one.
From Evanston, or whichever city you're in, this is Iris Swarthout, WNUR News.